New report says that Turkey's powerful intelligence agency, the MIT, has provided foreign-backed insurgents in Syria with U.S.-made anti-tank missiles. The report on the website of the Turkish daily Aydınlık says the former head of the so-called Free Syrian Army, Salim Idris, acted as the middleman in the transfer of the TOW anti-tank missiles. Nearly a dozen insurgents fighting against the Syrian government have undergone training in Turkey on how to use the missiles. The decision for the transfer of the missiles reportedly followed a meeting between Idris and the U.S. Republican Senator John McCain last year. The insurgents fighting against Damascus are active in Turkey's biggest city of Istanbul, trying to recruit new militants from the ongoing conflict in Syria. Political analyst Tahsin Al-Halabi joins us on the line from the Syrian capital, Damascus, to give us more insight on that story. Mr. Al-Halabi, welcome to the program. If you're with us, sir, I'd like to get your thoughts on this a recent report indicating that Turkey's MIT has in fact provided the foreign-backed insurgents in Syria with U.S.-made anti-tank missiles.
I think it would not be new, but it would be very, very dangerous position from the Turkish government if they would continue in this way in how to mobilize and deploy more and more mercenaries with new weapons against the Syrian people and the Syrian army and against the sovereignty of the Syrian territories. I think Turkey would not get any interest from such incursions or violations of the United Nations Convention against an independent state like Syria. But because after 3 years of all those support, of all those kinds of support and smuggling weapons to the insurgents, Syria is still victorious against most of those military terrorist groups coming from the boundaries of Turkey. I think this would not lead to any kind of the interest of the Turkish people, first of all, and Erdogan knew very well that after 1 year there will be election and the Turkish people would not elect either his party or give it the majority in the parliament, or even in August, Mr. Erdogan, in the coming election of the presidency, he would not get any interest or would not be the winner in such election. For this reason, I think Erdogan now is in a hysteria of making anything in order to make attention of his personality, of his works against the Syrian people and serving the NATO and other American forces in the area.
Thank you very much, political analyst Tahsin Al-Halabi, speaking to us on the line from Damascus.